In Parshat Naso, we read what is known as the priestly blessing, or Birkat Kohanim, Numbers 6:24 through 26. This is a moment in which God blesses Israel through the medium of the priests. This 15-word blessing became one of the most important liturgical pieces in Jewish tradition. Indeed, this serves as part of the conclusion to the public recitation of the morning Amidah. How are we meant to understand this blessing in the context of our prayers? The Amidah is structured as a direct communication by the worshiper to God, marked by the second person address, you. Indeed, the second word of the Amidah is you, and every blessing in the series concludes with, blessed are you. When we pray to God, we speak to God, not about God. We all have direct access to God through our words. But is this a monologue with only one speaking partner, or a dialogue in which God also addresses us? Structurally, Birkat Kohanim answers this question. It is God's response to us, a direct address to the people mediated by the priests, in which God blesses us. This mediated encounter between the people and God is emphasized in the Talmudic discussion about how the priests are meant to direct themselves when channeling the blessing to the people. The Talmud considers the possibility that the priest should not face the people when reciting this blessing in the synagogue, but rather face the back of their necks. This would symbolize an inability to directly encounter the divine presence in prayer, either because of the potential intensity or the respect due to God. But the Talmud rejects this option explicitly. Quote, it's taught elsewhere, thus shall you, the priests, bless the children of Israel. Say to them, Numbers 6:23, face to face. You say face to face, or perhaps it is face to the back of the neck. Scripture teaches, say to them, like a person who speaks to their friend. Bavli Sota 38a. We are meant to receive this blessing while directly facing the priests. Just as when a person speaks to another person, they face each other, so too, this blessing is delivered as part of a face-to-face dialogue. Our relationship with God as expressed in prayer is one in which we stand and face each other, as opposed to lying prostrate or bowing throughout the recitation. However, the choreography of the priestly blessing has the potential to be confusing. It might look like the priests, rather than God, are blessing us. After all, it is the priests who recite the liturgy and whom God directs to bless the people. Quote, thus shall you, priests, bless Israel. But a number of midrashim, based on a later verse that states, and I, God, will bless them, Numbers 6:27, emphasize, it is God who blesses us. Quote, I will bless them, Numbers 6:27, so that Israel won't say, our blessings depend on the priests, Scripture taught, I will bless them. So that the priests won't say, we bless Israel, Scripture taught, I will bless them. I will bless my nation Israel. Sifrei Bamidbar 43. It is God, not the priests, who is the source of the blessing. Applied to the Amidah, it is God, not the priests, who responds to our prayers with a blessing. Another midrash offers a clear, if daring, image of what is happening in the moment of priestly blessing. God stands behind the priests and is channeled through them. Quote, Israel said to the Holy Blessed One, Master of the universe, you told the priests to bless us, but we need your blessing to be blessed directly from your mouth. The Holy Blessed One responded, Even though I told the priests to bless you, I stand with them and bless you. Tanchuma Naso 8. In this midrash, Israel begs God for a direct blessing. They are disappointed that the priests, not God, seem to be offering a blessing. But God reassures them that the blessing actually comes from God, who is in fact very close. Indeed, as described in the continuation of this text, God is standing right behind the priests, as it were. Quote, Therefore the priests spread their fingers in order to say, The Holy Blessed One stands behind us. Thus it says, Behold, this one stands behind the wall, looking through the window, peering through the cracks. Song of Songs 2:9. Through the fingers of the priests, God peers through the cracks when the priests spread their hands. Tanchuma Naso 8. The priests are meant to stretch out their hands and spread their fingers in such a way that it resembles a lattice work. In this midrash, God peers through their hands, like the lover peers through the lattice in Song of Songs, looking directly at the people of Israel during the blessing. God is positioned behind the priests as they bless, and the priests are simply the conduit through which God blesses us directly. The structure of the 19 blessings of the Amida, then, is one in which I offer praise, blessings 1 through 3, then make requests of God, blessings 4 through 17, and finally offer my gratitude to God, blessing 18. Next, I receive a blessing from God in response, Birkat Kohanim. Sim Shalom, blessing 19, functions as a coda to Birkat Kohanim. This structure of the end of the Amidah is made explicit in one part of the Mishnah that describes the order of the Amidah. Quote, the order of the blessings are Avot, ancestors, Gvurot, powers, and Kedushat Hashem, the holiness of the name. Then follows a discussion about the middle blessings and Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, and say Avodah, service, Hoda'ah, thankfulness, and Birkat Kohanim, the blessing of the priests. Mishnah Rosh Hashanah 4:5. Notice that as the Mishnah describes it, Birkat Kohanim, not Sim Shalom, is the final part of the Amidah. It follows directly on the heels of the Modim blessing. Sim Shalom, the final blessing in today's Amidah, is more of a literary coda to Birkat Kohanim than a separate blessing. Indeed, Birkat Kohanim ends by asking God to grant peace, Ve'asem Lecha Shalom, and the next prayer reinforces that request with similar language, Sim Shalom. The essence of the end of the Amidah is in fact the priestly blessing, a moment when God's voice of blessing emerges. Prayer is meant to be an intimate conversation with God. For me, it's sometimes hard that I, and not God, am doing all the talking. I am the one saying you. God sometimes feels like a silent partner in this supposed conversation. The role of Birkat Kohanim in the context of the Amidah offers another view. God does respond to my requests with a blessing. The priests themselves are not offering a blessing to the children of Israel, but instead are the channel through which God responds directly to my prayer. It is true that God's voice, as it were, is moderated through human priests, as it is in Parshat Naso as well. And yet, God's blessing emerges. To me, this is a powerful way to conclude Judaism's most central prayer, Shabbat Shalom.